AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of AutoLine Daily. In today's show, we'll give you our first track time driving impressions of the Camaro Z28. We'll tell you why European taxi drivers are up in arms against Uber and why Japan wants to get its citizens to stop buying K cars. No, not the old Chrysler K car. We're talking about those little 660cc K cars. But first, the headlines. After what seems like an eternity, Alfa Romeo just took a step towards getting into the American market. Alfa will open 86 dealerships in the U.S. and Canada. And Alfa announced the 4C will be priced at just over $55,000. Actually, that's next year's price. If you want to have one of these cars this year, you're going to have to dish up almost $70,000 for one of the first 500 cars that they'll sell, what they're calling the launch edition. Almost all the dealers will be with an existing Fiat store with an occasional Maserati dealership thrown in for good measure. On Monday, I was at Road America driving the new BMW M3 and M4. Here's the quick takeaway. No more V8 for these M's. Now they get a 3-liter twin turbo inline six. But those turbos really do their work. At 425 horsepower, that's 2% more than the V8. And with torque at 406 pound-feet, that's 38% higher than before. Plus, BMW knocked the weight down by 180 pounds. Put it all together and these cars will hit 0 to 60 in less than 4 seconds. And stunningly, BMW claims these cars will lap the Nürburgring's Nordschleife 15 seconds faster than the V8 version. You know, even a few tenths of a second faster would have been impressive. So 15 seconds is simply amazing. We'll have a lot more about these cars tomorrow because there's a great technical story about how they got to be so fast. Yesterday at the Big M Manufacturing Conference in Detroit, we learned what automakers want from their suppliers to improve their manufacturing efficiency. And the word is, make it retrofittable. Automakers say they cannot afford to gut all their plants and equip them with new equipment. They want to be able to retrofit existing equipment and make it more efficient. And the number one opportunity they see is in connecting everything together. They want all the data from their computers and machinery securely connected in the cloud where they can easily monitor and measure it. In fact, in a discussion panel that I moderated at that conference, industry panelists said the skills they need the most in manufacturing right now is with IT people. They say what we need is a marriage between manufacturing and information technology. In an effort to help its automakers compete globally, the Japanese government is making it more expensive to buy the tiny K cars that are popular throughout the country. The New York Times reports that in April, the government raised the sales tax on cars, increased the gasoline tax, and also boosted another tax on K cars. The dinky K cars are limited to 660cc engines and are cheaper than regular cars. Japan believes this will give its automakers better economies of scale because more drivers will now have to buy larger cars that are sold throughout the world. For the most part, K cars cannot be exported because they do not meet safety standards in most developed countries. And last year, 40% of all new cars sold in Japan were Ks. And Daihatsu's president predicts the new policy will drop K car sales by at least 500,000 units over the next 2 years. Yesterday, taxi drivers in several large European cities protested against Uber, the car service that allows people to arrange being picked up with a smartphone app. Many European cities have strict taxi rules, and Reuters reports the taxi drivers say Uber is breaking the law and hurting their livelihood. But Uber continues to grow in popularity. Just recently, it raised over $1 billion in an IPO, and it currently operates in 37 countries around the globe. Coming up in a minute, we'll take you out on the track with the new Camaro Z28. But first, a couple of important messages.
Proven on the track and on roads around the world, BorgWarner turbochargers improve fuel economy and reduce emissions without sacrificing performance. BorgWarner, official turbocharger supplier to the iZot IndyCar Series.
If you follow Autoline on Twitter, you are aware that yesterday we got to spend some track time in the new Camaro Z28, and that's exactly where Chevy wants customers to take the car. Here's Sean McElroy with that report.
The new Chevrolet Z28 Camaro comes standard with things like Brembo carbon ceramic brakes, a slew of performance suspension upgrades, and only comes with one speaker to save weight. In fact, there's just one option package available on the Z28, which adds air conditioning and a 6-speaker audio setup. But once behind the wheel of this puppy, we now know why Chevy wants its customers to take this car to the track. It was an absolute blast! Power from the 7-liter V8 that lurks under the hood and produces over 500 horsepower was on tap at a moment's notice. The braking force generated from those carbon ceramic units before going into turns was incredible. They can go as high as 1.5 G. Flying through corners was impressive for such a big car. It responded instantly to steering commands and stayed balanced and leveled throughout the corner. Although it did take us a little bit to get used to the Tremec 6-speed manual transmission, third gear on a few occasions was missed. But perhaps the best part of the Z28 is its performance traction management system. It allows the driver to toggle between 6 different levels of performance, which ranges from rain mode to no electric aids at all. This really allows the driver to set the mode to their skill level as they get used to the car and track racing. When in some of the lower settings, we could feel when the electronics were kicking in, and were able to apply that feedback into our next lap, cutting down each time on each following lap. The cars that we drove came with the AC package and topped out at just over $76,000. But only a limited examples of Z28s are being built this year, and we heard some people are even buying more than one. So if you're interested, you may want to start the process as soon as possible.
Thanks for that report, Sean. On a bit of a side note, if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, just go to twitter.com/Autoline. And while we're talking about the Z28, our guest on Autoline After Hours tomorrow night is Mike Stilo, the chief engineer of the Z28. You know, Ford's about to come out with an all-new Mustang. Dodge is revamping the Challenger. So what does Mike Stilo have up his sleeve to counter their moves? Join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insider information in the business. That's tomorrow night on Autoline After Hours. And that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching.